Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
The poor old Positive Pigskin history takes us back to the mid-1970s north of the 49th parallel in a great rivalry game in name and game, and it had an exciting finish. Introducing the story of the 1976 CFL Grey Cup and its backstory too, coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. As we look back in that great portal of history, we're going to look a little bit north of the border today and talk about one of the greatest games ever played anywhere, and it happened to be in the CFL. You know, upset victories are fun to watch. An underdog winning in a championship game is even rarer still and really gets your blood pumping as a football fan. And when the odds-on favorite falls in the last 20 seconds of the game, well, those are heart-wrenching games that are immortalized forever. And the 1976 CFL Grey Cup game was all that in a box of chocolate. There was a lot of oddness even before the 1976 version of the Grey Cup even commenced in Toronto, Ontario. It had only happened two times prior to this game, where the two teams with very similar monikers met for the Canadian Football League title game. The Ottawa Roughriders played the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Ottawa has their Roughriders as two separate words, rough and riders. Saskatchewan, all one word, Roughriders. We'll get to that in just a second. But before we get into that game itself, we need to get some clarity on the backstory of these two franchises and why their names are so similar. Now, according to the OttawaRedBlacks.com website, the original Ottawa team, which played rugby, formed in 1876. And in 1898, as a tribute to Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders unit that fought in the Spanish-American War, the team name was changed to the Ottawa Rough Riders, two words, with the iconic red and black color scheme. It must have been an inspiration to have that name because they experienced the pinnacle of success just like Teddy R did as the Rough Riders won their first Canadian championship. You know, with that first year having that name. And sometime after that season, possibly 1924, they changed their name to the Senators and then reverted back to the Rough Riders, two words, 1930. As for Saskatchewan, for the Ryderville.com site, they organized in 1910 as the Regina Rugby Club, and in 1924, after Ottawa seemingly gave up on the Rough Riders moniker, they took it as their own, but condensed the term to one word, Rough Riders. Now, a couple of theories as to why the changes are. Now, the name Rough Riders derived from the members of the Northwest Mounted Police, who are called Rough Riders because they broke wild horses used by the force. The other option says that there was a Canadian contingent that fought with Teddy Roosevelt in the Spanish-American War. Roosevelt's troops became known as the Rough Riders. Now, following the war, the Canadian troops returned home, and some of them settling in Ottawa, and the rest moving west. The colors worn by Roosevelt's infantry were red and black. Now, for clarity's sake, the Ottawa Riders team folded in 1996, and when a new CFL expansion franchise in Ottawa was formed in 2014, the Saskatchewan contingent forbade them from using the Rough Riders name again. It was a controversy all the same, but finally, Ottawa chose their name based on the colors of Theodore Roosevelt's 1899 Army contingent, the Red Blacks. All right, now hopefully we have that cleared up. So we have the Rough Riders versus the Rough Riders. Okay, Ottawa was a big underdog entering into this game in 1976, but they did not shy away from the challenge as they built an early 10-0 lead on the favorite Saskatchewan team with a long field goal and a 74-yard punt return by a rookie, Bill Hatanaka. Now, Rough Riders 38-year-old quarterback Ron Lancaster then used his skill and registered 20 unanswered points in the second and third quarters before the Ottawa defense figured out how to keep them from scoring. Now, down 20-16, Ottawa quarterback Tom Clements marched the Riders 84 yards to Saskatchewan 1-yard line, but the Rough Riders shunned their opponents from finding pay dirt. Now, the goal line stand with 2 minutes remaining preserved Saskatchewan's 4-point lead and kept Ottawa's offense from scoring its first touchdown of the game. Remember, their other touchdown was on that punt return. Now, Saskatchewan took possession of the ball late in the game, but the Rough Riders' defense held, and Ottawa got the ball back with little time remaining. Then, with just 20 seconds left on the clock, Ottawa's signal caller, Clements, found receiver Tony Gabriel in the corner of the end zone for the winning touchdown. It's something like from a fairy tale for Ottawa and a nightmare for the Saskatchewan faithful. Now, everyone in the over 53,000 in attendance and the millions on TV knew that Clements was going to toss the ball into the end zone to his favorite target, Gabriel. But knowing and stopping the completion were two different things in the moment. And Ottawa took home the Grey Cup that year and may have stirred up some sour feelings about the whole naming incident that came up again in 2014 that we talked about just a little bit ago. Now, there are a couple interesting points that came out of this game. Every single point, you know, the final score, 23-20, all 43 points scored by Canadians. Remember, there is a large portion of each team. I believe back then they were allowed to have up to 12 members that were a non-Canadian on each squad. But in this game, all points were by Canadian. And that there were only 24,000 seats available in, I believe it was called TD Stadium in Toronto, but the attendance was 53,689. So more than doubled the capacity crowd was in there. You know, more than half of them didn't even have a chair to sit in. They stood that entire game. What a raucous crowd and rocket place that had to be. And it was 0 degrees Celsius, so right at the freezing point the entire game with an overcapacity crowd. And some good football to warm all their hearts. And, of course, all that extra body heat probably didn't hurt either. But a tremendous game, tremendous story for Ottawa. And very interesting how they both had the same name of Rough Riders and sort of battled about that back in 2014. So we hope you enjoyed this little bit of Canadian football history. And we're here to preserve football history of all kinds, no matter where it's played in the world. And so excited to do so. So excited that you joined us here once again. So make sure you join us each and every day. We talk about football history every day. You can email us and your feedback at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's right in our show notes of this very podcast or on pigskindispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.